We mentioned this morning a bi'alocha that says in Hilchos Pesach in Tov Ayin Hey that the Aruch HaShulchan and other Achronim say that Chazeres we know is chrein. Chazeres, even though it obviously comes from a vegetable, Chazeres, yet it's looked upon as a tavlin. Nobody eats Chazeres straight out and eats a spoonful of maror. So if you don't eat it as a dish directly, straight out, so the bracha shahakol. Azoy shekna al chashuchim behedin simreish gimel, and other poiskin, the Mishbura brings also, that dover shenecha ketavlin, you make a shahakol. So maror, not maror, but chazeres, which means chrein, you'd make a shahakol if you eat it raw. Azoy is gepaskin al chashuchim and others. So fregen dachroinim, that the bi'alocha asks this question, if it's only eaten as a condiment with gefilte fish, but you don't eat it directly yourself, and that's why the bracha is shahakol versus hadoma. So how could it be that on Pesach, when you make a bracha on karpas, you make a hadoma, you're supposed to have in mind to pater the maror? If the maror is chazeres, and you don't have chasa, you don't have the leaves, but you have the maror itself, the chrein, which is the raw chrein, obviously without the red beets, but the chrein, so, which is the chazeres, if it's b'chosei shahakol, so how does the bracha of hadoma pater it? That's a kasha that's asked. Zokta bi'alocha big yisoid, and the Masham brings it also in Tshuvas, the Barjan Rav, that the mitzvah is achshavei. The fact that you became a mitzvah achilas maror, that's machshiv the bracha to Adoma. Yes, the day before Chahako, the day after Pesach at Chahako, but on Pesach it's Adoma, there's an achshavei because of the mitzvah of maror, so it becomes a bracha of Adoma. Adkan loshen of the chiddush of the bi'alocha. So I saw brought down Reb Chaim Kanievsky in the Sefer Time of the Krah, on Pashas Nosoi, so he asked that if a soita, does she make a bracha on the drinking of the bitter water? The soita has to drink the bitter waters. Does she make a bracha on it? Oh, so they asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky, does she make a bracha? So Reb Chaim answered, like you're saying, that avad it's not a birchas hananin because there's no taste in it. If I cared, it's a bitter taste. It's a dover mar. So you're not nanas. El am I going to tell me birchas hamitzvahs? So if she's tmeya, so of course she doesn't make a bracha. Because you don't make a bracha on an oinish, like it says in Rishonim, by Chavi Mrs. Bezdin. And even if she knows for sure, this is Chaim writes all in the Sefer. And even if she knows that she's a Tahira, since it started off through an Avera because she was Miyachar herself, so you don't make a bracha on something that starts off with an Avera, like he brings the Truvas Rashba, that you don't make a bracha on Ashavas Gzela, even though now you're doing a mitzvah, or returning ribbis, but it started off the wrong way. Atkan Loshen of Reb Chaim, Mrs. Bekias and Goynes, how he answered why Soita from all facets, from all directions you're coming from, should make a bracha. So they asked Reb Chaim that according to the Bi'alocha, that a birchas hananin that Yechayev because of an achshavei of a mitzvah. So at the end of the day, why is there no mitzvah? The Torah is mitzvah her to drink. That's called a mitzvah. If the Bi'alocha says that a mitzvah is achshavei, that it becomes to Adama on Pesach by night, even though Be'etzim Shakel, so it is a mitzvah for a soita to drink. So it's irrelevant that it's bitter. It's irrelevant that it's an oinish. It's irrelevant that it's avera. But it's a mitzvah. At the end of the day, a mitzvah should be achshavei. Zok Reb Chaim, there's a big difference. You can't compare the two things to another. By Morah, the Torah is mitzvah os, zecha to Morah's chayeyem. So Mela, the Bi'alocha says it's a mitzvah, and Mela, it's an achshavei, and you make a bracha. Mashenken over here, the Torah wants the woman to be miyachid in order to drink the mea ma'orim? Of course not. The Torah is a mitzvah to do this. The Torah doesn't want her to do a ma'isa vega or being miyachid. So after she did it, avada, she needs a drink. But it's not shaykh to say to call that a mitzvah. Question is, why takanat? L'maisa today, after, right, before, there's no mitzvah to miyachid. But now that she's in this situation, why is there no mitzvah? So it could be, the pshat is, you can be mechalik, that it's not a mitzvah on her to drink. It's a mitzvah on the bezdin to be mash, to give her to drink. But upon him, Reb Chaim Kanievsky says clearly that by a soita, even the bi'alocha that says that when it comes to chazeres, it's hadoma for one day of the year, be'etzim et shahakol, because it's not eaten raw. But when it comes to Pesach, that's when it becomes the achshrei of the mitzvah, it becomes a hadoma. That doesn't mean that a soita, because of the mitzvah, that she has in her situation, in her current situation, doesn't mean it turns into a mitzvah that she makes a bracha, and avada, she doesn't make a bracha on the me'am ma'orim, not mitzad birchsa nenin, not mitzad birchsa mitzvahs. The Torah does not want her to be miyachid, and that's not called a ma'isa mitzvah.